Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has extended a deadline for agreement on a new Palestinian political platform. Abbas wants the Islamist group Hamas, which now controls the government, to accept a plan for a two-state solution, a solution to the conflict with Israel, implicitly recognizing Israel's right to exist. Abbas says if Hamas continues to reject the plan, he will put it to a vote in a referendum in the West Bank and Gaza. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Hamas leader and Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh today urged President Abbas to continue dialogue and, quote, not make time a sword pointed at us. But outside the Palestinian parliament in Ramallah, Abbas Zeki, a senior member of Abbas's Fatah movement, said patience was running thin.
We don't have time to waste on this dialogue of the deaf, having both sides not listen to each other.
But President Abbas, after meeting with his aides, decided to give talks just a few more days. Fatah officials say they hope the prospect of a national vote on the outlines of a state will help push Hamas toward meeting international demands to renounce violence, accept previous accords, and recognize Israel.
It will create some pressure on the government to change its positions. This is the hope.
Dr. Jamal Nizal, Fatah's spokesman, concedes that any referendum, if it happens, comes with huge legal, logistical, and political challenges for Abbas. The referendum, as it stands, would be non-binding, and the Hamas-dominated parliament would have to implement a vote on a plan it so far opposes. But Nizal says a vote may be the only way out of the stalemate that has increasingly isolated the Palestinians and derailed Abbas's efforts to revive peace talks on a two-state solution, an independent Palestine alongside Israel.
This has been undermined by voting into office a government of Hamas which doesn't want this solution. So the president wants to ask the people what they want. We may lose, we may win, but if we lose, we will know what the people want.
Hamas officials say the people have already spoken when they voted Hamas into office in January. The vote Fatah wants would be on a manifesto drafted by a group of prominent Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. The authors include members of both Fatah and Hamas. The document calls for an independent Palestinian state within borders that existed before the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. Hamas leaders oppose parts of the plan and say any vote on it would be illegal. Several opinion polls show that a majority of Palestinians support the prisoners' document. Senior Israeli officials, meantime, continue to call the document debate an internal Palestinian issue. But Israel has long opposed key provisions in the paper, including a call for all Palestinian refugees from the 1948 war to return to homes on land that is now part of the Jewish state. Israeli political scientist Hillel Frisch.
90% of Israelis adamantly reject that, and there's been absolutely no movement over that concession.
Some in the Palestinian territories fear today's decision only postpones the inevitable return of more inter-Palestinian violence. Hassan Barghouti, who runs a pro-democracy group here, says the ideological divide between Hamas and Fatah is just too wide. The secular Fatah is still widely regarded as corrupt and inept, Barghouti says, and Hamas remains committed to an Islamist vision for Palestinian society akin to fundamentalist agendas gaining strength across the Muslim world.
Just a dreamer thing, Hamas, they are different, they are good. They are not different. They are not different. Hamas has a Muslim brother project at the international level. The fight is coming, my friend. The fight is coming.
In an ominous sign, perhaps, of that coming fight, Fatah today accused militants loyal to Hamas of orchestrating an ambush in the Gaza Strip that showed an escalation of firepower. For the first time in the ongoing inter-Palestinian fighting, militants fired rocket-propelled grenades at the headquarters of a Fatah-led security service. Five people were wounded. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Ramallah.